January 12, God's system. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. The world sees the church as a dying institution, but God sees it as a living, thriving body. More than that, Paul saw God's wisdom in how he constructed the church to be so extraordinary that angels and demons alike would be equally amazed. In the passage immediately before the above verse, Paul wrote of God bringing Gentiles and Jews together into a single homogeneous family, united in a common faith in Christ. The world will always be divided. No single worldly system of beliefs can ever unite and then hold people together. Over recent years, communist nations have bickered internally, as well as with each other. Other totalitarian states that outwardly banded together have seethed inside with rebellion and individuals grasping for power. Only one king brings real and lasting peace, peace with God, with others, and within ourselves. That king is Jesus. The church yielded to its king has the power to transform the world. Angels and demons know it's true and wonder at God's wisdom. Join with them. Share their amazement. Let God open your eyes to his answer for all the world's problems, the church.